From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. European borders open for thousands of refugees. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to thousands of migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue their journey to Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said the authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border, specifying that the provision was what he called a one-off. The European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented migrant influx. The EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini warned that migrant inflow is here to stay and called for a unifying European approach to effectively respond to it. The UN Children's Fund reports authorities in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia are being overwhelmed by the heavy influx of refugees, mainly from Syria.
UNICEF describes chaotic scenes on the Macedonian side of the border with Greece as authorities vainly try to control huge crowds of refugees wanting to enter the country. Speaking on the phone from the capital, Skopje, UNICEF representative Bertrand Desmoulins says there has been a dramatic increase in the number of people arriving in recent days.
And those people have been waiting without any support on the other side of the border. They are totally exhausted. They are hungry. They are thirsty. They have problem of hygiene. And we can provide the services inside the reception center, but not outside. And they tend to let the people come in and then to push them directly into the train, which comes all the way to the reception center, or into the buses.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's military said Saturday that 10 of its troops were killed in a rebel missile strike a day earlier in Yemen, raising the death toll in the attack to at least 55 coalition troops. It was the first public acknowledgement by the Saudis that they have ground troops in Yemen, where they lead a coalition targeting Shiite rebels known as Houthis and their allies. United Arab Emirates lost 45 troops in the attack Friday when rebels hit an ammunition depot in Marib, about 120 kilometers east of the capital, Sana'a. That was the deadliest day for the UAE's military in the nation's 44-year history. The Saudi-led and U.S.-backed coalition, made up mainly of Gulf nations, has been launching airstrikes against the rebels since March, all part of an increasingly assertive military policy by both the Saudis and the UAE in the region. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Friday Russia should be stripped of its veto power in the United Nations Security Council because of its aggressive actions in the country's volatile east. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Miroslava Gangadze, Poroshenko said Russia should remain a Security Council member because it is a leading military power, but that the global community would be safer if Russia's ability to play UN spoiler were put to an end.
I think that it should be lifted, the veto right in the conflict, when Russia takes participation. And at least that make mechanism of the Security Council not only more effective, it's returned the effectiveness of the mechanism, because now the mechanism of Security Council is simply blocked.
Poroshenko pointed to Russia's rejection last month of a Security Council resolution to create an international criminal tribunal to investigate the July 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine that killed 298 people. Ukraine and other countries say Russian-backed militants were operating in the area from which the fatal missile was fired, while the rebels have said Ukrainian forces were responsible. Campaigning has concluded for Sunday's presidential election in Guatemala. That despite calls for postponement and Thursday's resignation of President Otto Perez Molina over corruption allegations. Hundreds of protesters, angry about the corruption scandal, called for the election to be put off as they gathered at the Supreme Court building in Guatemala City, where Perez Molina appeared in court Thursday and Friday. Perez Molina said in court he's innocent of accusations that he accepted $800,000 in alleged bribery ring nicknamed The Line. The nickname references a special telephone line said to have been reserved for businessmen paying bribes to officials.
That's the latest world news from VOA.